Don't know about you, but I gave up with New Year's resolutions, I'm guessing, about 30 years ago, because one of the things I was guilty of doing was making resolutions in complete isolation with the rest of my life. In other words, they had nothing much to do with what was going on in my life. And you kind of get tangled up in everyday life and the resolutions slip by the wayside. So if you want to try and sort of identify what your true purpose is for 2024 and make some lifestyle changes, how do you go about doing that? I guess you've got to stop doing the things that make you kind of check the time. You know, what am I doing now? I've got to do this, got to do that. When you drive to, when you work to really tight deadlines like we do here in the media, you're consciously aware of that all the time, all the time. It's what's the clock? What's the clock? What's the clock? What's the time? am I running late for the show? You know, that kind of thing. It's important. So we tend to develop aspirations at this time of the year. What do I want to do next year? Okay. How do you go about doing it? That's the issue. Joe Hart's an organisational psychologist and executive coach, and I've got him on the line. Morning, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning. Happy New Year. How are you, Brian?
And to you, I'm very well, thank you, and Happy New Year to you too. It is tough realigning your life, isn't it, if you decide that what you're doing now and the direction you're heading in is not exactly where you want to go. Actually making that pivot is a lot more difficult than it sounds.
It really is. It really is. And look, often we wake up one day and it's not just a matter of sitting down and contemplating your purpose. You wake up and you're like, how did I get here? What's going
that's
on?
True.
You know, what happened?
What dodgy decisions did I make that led me to this spot? Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, maybe the few extra glasses of wine that you shouldn't have had on New Year's Eve. Yeah, maybe that's what was going on. But look, at the end of the day, I think, when we're talking about purpose, it's really important to step back. And I like what you were saying. Consider what's most important to you. And I think this is something that's often easily overlooked. You can do a whole bunch of activities, and I'm sure there's lots of online courses out there you can embark on, and the New Year resolutions. But just sitting down and thinking, actually, what is it that really is important to me right now? And maybe I should be doing a little bit more of that.
Is that along the lines, Joe, of things that you enjoy doing in your life, maybe hobbies or sports or whatever is your thing, as opposed to your profession, your work, which is something that many people it becomes their identity, their job.
Yeah.
That's the sort of trap to fall into, isn't it, really?
Correct, yeah. Look, it can be, is the answer, not always. So look, I think, when we're children is probably the best place to start, because sometimes people really struggle with this activity. They're just like, well, hang on, I don't know what's most important to me. I'm confused. I don't know where to start.
Yeah.
So go right back to the beginning, because when we're kids, we intuitively sort of get what is most important to us, and no one's really forcing us at that point, where we need to go in life and what we need to be doing. And, you don't have to be a lawyer like Dad was at that point or whatever. So, I think it's really important to take that time to go back. What was it that just naturally came to you in terms of where you were feeling really connected? Maybe it was when you were curious and you were learning, or maybe it was when you were being active and you're outdoors, with your grandparents, or maybe it was when you were in the water. I don't know. It could be more of a hobby. It could be more of a work-type activity. And I think to forget, is it about work or is it about hobbies? That sort of compartmentalizing it. Let's just strip it back and say, well, when did you feel most at peace and at home with what you were doing? And if you can reacquaint yourself with that, it's sort of tapping back into that core purpose, as I like to put it.
Mm. Often, in terms of aging, look at people like Paul McCartney, for example, or Mick Jagger from the Rolling Stones, who still look about 40 years younger than they actually are. And my pet theory, and please feel free to comment one way or the other, my pet theory is these are people who've done exactly what they wanted to do over the course of their life and had a great deal of success at it. And it's not just limited to musicians, obviously. There's all kinds of people. Richard Branson would be another one. How old's Beardy Branson now? He's quite elderly, but carries himself and still looks like a young person. I just think that if you can do something professionally that aligns with your skills or your loves, or you're going to have a happier life, and it will have life will have less of a negative impact on you. Does that make sense?
Totally. Yeah. Oh, 100%. I couldn't agree with you more. And I think the trap is when you're busy, it's almost like a sign of success. You know, people are like, oh, I've got all these emails and I've got all these phone calls coming in and I'm busy, busy, busy.
Yeah.
Sort of like you said, watching the clock, things to do, places to be. That is not aligned with being young and being free and having choice. You're sort of entrapped by your own sense of importance and that identity that you wrap yourself up in. I think that's where it becomes dangerous. And of course, you know, then we have health challenges thrown in there as well. It's a nightmare.
Yeah, the trick, I guess, is to try and focus on something where money is no object. What do you want to do if there's no particular salary attached to it? If money was no object, so to speak, that's kind of important, isn't it? Find your thing.
Yeah, and you know, I do use that as a question to prompt people, but again, it sort of brings them back to reality of making money and, you know, I couldn't possibly let go of my house or, you know, my salary, and, you know, it becomes another anchor that takes them further away from that purpose.
Yeah.
But yes, if you could divorce yourself from that idea that you need all of those things and all of that money, what would that be? What would you be doing? You know, would you be able to work 2 days a week, for example, and the rest of the time do something else?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I tried that. It's boring.
Yeah, it's boring. Yeah, it's not fun.
No, seriously, I'm not kidding. I tried that. It was boring. when you've been actively engaged in the workforce for as many years as I have, and you suddenly stop, it's actually difficult to adjust, as I discovered.
Sure. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I can imagine it would be very difficult to just slow down to that point.
Yeah, especially when the pace was frenetic for decades. Mm. I mean, properly frenetic, and then you go back to kind of go, what do I do now? I can only stare at this wall for so long before I'm going to get bored. Be honest with yourself about what you love and what you don't love and what you don't like and what you do like. That's it's self-honesty is part of this, isn't it? Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's it. And, you know, like I said, I mean, obviously coming from media, so 30-second increments is your world, right? So,
correct, yep.
You know, to then contemplate not being busy would be very difficult, very challenging. So
it is.
For some people, being really busy is actually part of the purpose.
Yeah.
And that's important to be okay with as well. You know, it's a deeply personal activity. So it can't just be, oh, well, I need a better hobby or, you know, I need to find something that's, you know, more relaxing. Actually, for some people, that wouldn't work. So, you know, I think it's really important.
Yeah, you just examine yourself, and if you do want to change tack, now's a pretty good time to do it. Joe Hart, good to talk to you. Indeed. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you, Brian.
Joe Hart, organizational psychologist and executive coach. Yeah, find the thing that makes you sing and do that.